A guy who's little in stature, but his game speaks volumes, as in big time.
It does. It does. And I know it speaks to you because Chris Rose is a big time Cleveland Brown fan. But, Joe, should we call you Swaggy Joe? You always dress so nice, man.
I thank you, man. Appreciate it. I try.
The shirt, they were asking me, they were like, what is the shirt?
And the shirt is it's a Versace, you know what I'm saying, a little Versace short sleeve button up, you know what I'm saying, try to keep it classy for the NFL Network.
I hear you, man, I hear you. Hey, let's talk about this game, man. Big game, big Super Bowl game. These two teams, listen, they have corners. Mm-hmm. They have secondary. Break down each secondary. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you like about each one.
I mean, I really like the Seahawks secondary. You know, they play a zone. They play a lot of zone. But at the same time, those backers are able to drop to the flats. Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas can cover both sideline to sideline. Richard Sherman is definitely holding down his side of the field, that left side. And I really love this secondary. I love the way they play. Cam Chancellor, man, I mean, he's one of my favorite players in the NFL, just the way he plays.
Bam, bam.
Bam, bam. You know this strong safety, he's doing it the right way, coming down, laying the wood on people. And that just motivates your whole team.
And then we go to New England.
I go to New England. Revis, he's doing it still, man. He's still doing it, looking like Revis Island. And I just love the way he's a technician. And I love watching the tape on him because we play just straight. We play the same defense in Cleveland that they play. And when he was playing for the Jets, just making sure you got your man and you're on the island. And I watch him play it, and he does it to the best. And McCourty, he's doing the same thing sideline to sideline.
Who do you like in this game?
I like Seattle. I like Seattle. I just think their defense, man, is playing unreal. And those dudes, the way that they play with so much passion and energy, and Cam and Earl running around looking at each other like crazy people. Like, they're really out there ready to knock somebody out. So, I mean, I just love the way they play with the energy, and I just don't think that it's going to change Super Bowl.
Let's talk about the Cleveland Browns. You guys are 7-4. Didn't he lose five straight?
Yeah.
What needs to happen? What needs to happen for the Cleveland Browns to be a contender and maybe be here playing in this game?
I think our defense is playing really well. I think one thing that really hurt us this year was injuries. You know, when we lost our starting center, Alex Mack, that kind of really hurt us. You know, it kind of stopped the running game. At the beginning of the season, you know, the thing that we were doing really well is we were running the ball really well, play action, and we weren't turning the ball over and punting, and defense was playing good ball. So I think that's our formula. We got to have it like the Seahawks. You know what I'm saying? Being able to run. Then Russell makes smart decisions, make good plays. And I think just health and just making sure that next year we gotta finish strong. You know, I think people started kind of running out of energy, you know, when we started getting smacked. But we just gotta stay focused.
I'm gonna put you on the spot, man. I don't mean to do this to you, but I'm gonna ask you the question anyways.
Okay.
Can you win with Johnny Manziel at quarterback?
I think we can. I do. I really do think we can. I think that it's going to be a little process. You know, Johnny, coming in this rookie year, I think he learned a lot. He learned that, you know, the quarterback position in the NFL, it's a lot different. You know, you got to be the first one in, last one out. You got to be basically a coach on the field. You got to be able to tell people where to go, know the checks, and understand what's going on. And I think just being able for him going through what he went through last year, of just being battered and everybody going after him and talking about he's not a guy that's in the media, that he's not putting enough effort into it, I think that really hurt him, and I think that really touched him. And I think he knows now that he has to be another level of just being there and attentiveness.
You were named the new global ambassador for Special Olympics, the first active professional football player to hold that honor. Tell us about that.
Man, it's a true honor. It's a blessing, man, you know, especially growing up in the household with my little brother being in the Special Olympics and being able to go to those Special Olympics events and watching him play bocce ball and playing track and field and coming across the finish line with those kids. And it's like the Super Bowl. You know, and just seeing the pure joy and excitement and passion and how happy those kids are for that moment, man, I knew I had to be a part of it. And it's really touching. It's really, really touching because my little brother was coming to all my football games and all of that. And I just think this unified sports movement that the Special Olympics is doing to put people that don't have intellectual disabilities with people that do, I mean, when you see those kids' faces, it really touches your heart.
You know, they call us athletes. Mm-hmm. They are the real athletes. Great job you're doing, Joe Hayden.